And while audiences may want more accurate depictions of Latinos on television, advertisers want more accurate information about Latinos watching television. Until now, the Nielsen ratings, which measure audience size, had two sets of national ratings, one for English and one for Spanish language programming. This week, in a move that shows just how popular and powerful Hispanic television has become, Nielsen Media Research announced that it will use just one rating system. That means a telenovela on Univision can compete against Ugly Betty on ABC. Brad Adgate is Senior Vice President at Horizon Media. He helps advertisers plan where to spend their dollars. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we've hinted at it, but give us more about why Nielsen decided to do this.
Well, I think the primary reason is that advertisers want a market-to-market, or rather apples-to-apples comparison. When you have one set of data that you can access ratings for, you can do a comparison of how many people are watching a telenovela on Univision versus American Idol or Grey's Anatomy. So it does afford some sort of equal comparison or some level playing field that the Spanish language networks are now going to have with the English language networks.
And when Spanish language was a niche, the numbers didn't compare?
Well, I think it was underserved by Nielsen. In 1992, there were only 9% of the population was Hispanics, but I think through the years, Nielsen has expanded their sample. The population of Hispanics in this country has grown from 9% to 14% in the past 15 years, and there's been a lot more cable channels that are offering Spanish language programming, the growth of Univision. This all has made this, I think, a necessary move by Nielsen.
And what does it mean for the Spanish language networks? Is this a win or a loss? Or some of both?
Oh, I think it's a win. I think that, you know, the popularity of a Spanish language programming continues to grow. On any given night, a telenovela on Univision will outdeliver any ad-supported cable network, in some cases the CW, and in some extreme cases, even one of the four major broadcast networks. So this is something that marketers and advertisers are going to look at.
Obviously, as you say, the Latino population is growing in the U.S. Is it numbers alone that makes this market desirable to advertisers?
Well, it is numbers, but it's also it's a younger median age. For instance, Hispanics have a median age of 26. They have a larger household size, so they're buying more food, more clothing. Their buying power is increasing. It's about $800 billion and will continue to increase. All of these things are very appealing to advertisers.
Well, you know, with Nielsen ratings, I wonder, can we expect to see in the top 10 anytime soon Spanish language shows?
Probably not. On a good night, a telenovela on Univision might draw over 5 million viewers. But when you think that American Idol draws 28 million viewers and CSI 20 million viewers, it's probably not there yet.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Brad Adgate is Senior Vice President of the Media Planning and Buying Agency, Horizon Media.